There's a new mobile app out there, and it's helping prepare Air Force candidates for life in the service. It's called Fundamentals. It focuses mostly on physical training. Users can learn how to do proper sit-ups and push-ups and track their muscle strength. Carol Wall is Air Force Project Manager of the Air Education and Training Command's Future Capabilities Branch of the Future Learning Division. And she joins us more with more details on this new app. Ms. Wall, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for asking.
So let's talk about the application. How did you come up with, or did your group come up with this idea? Where did this spring from?
Well, like you said, I work in the Future Learning Division, and so our task is to look at different technologies to see how we might be able to incorporate them into our education and training courses to enhance learning. And so we were discussing how we could use a mobile application. And about the same time, I had run across something that the Army was doing called the Future Soldier Training System.
Mm-hmm.
And they allowed me to explore that, and it was very inspirational. So because of that and what I learned from what the Army was doing, we thought that our basic military training would be a good place to see if we could try a mobile application. So we went out, we approached the people at basic military training, and they were very enthusiastic and said, yes, they would like to participate.
Can anybody download this app, or is it specifically for folks in the Air Force?
No, it's free. It's on iTunes right now, so it's for anybody that would like to use it. It has information that anybody could use it, as far as, like, physical training stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, right now it's only on iTunes, so you have to have an iPhone, iPod, or iPad, but soon we're going to have the same thing on the Android market.
Actually, that you anticipated my question, and clearly you've been asked that before, which is if it is just for Apple products, but you do plan on having a version for Droid?
Yes, ma'am.
So what is the ultimate purpose? What do you hope to accomplish with this app?
Well, when we went out to talk to the folks at basic military training, they said that their chief reason for having their trainees wash back or a TRIT have to get out of the Air Force is because of poor physical condition, just different things related to that. So they said if we could come up with some way to get them in better physical condition when they get here, then they would be willing to try just about anything. So that's why on the app, the largest segment deals with physical training.
What do the other segments deal with?
There's a couple other ones that are related to our heritage, where our creed, the Air Force song, our three core values are there. There's a segment on rank and rank recognition. There's a little game on there to help the user get that instant rank recognition. And then there's a section on the uniform, how you wear the uniform. There's some pictures of it, just like a quick reference thing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and then there's just one last segment that's called tools, and it's just got like a little tracking tool to help you keep track of how many push-ups you can do and sit-ups and things like that.
We are talking with Carol Wall, the project manager for Air Education and Training Command's Future Capabilities Branch of the Future Learning Division in the Air Force. And we're learning more about this mobile app that the Air Force has developed. What process did you have to go through to decide what to include and what not to include in an application like this one? And do you see it expanding, not just to Droid, but the application itself expanding?
Well, the process we went through to determine the content was, first of all, looking at what basic military training already taught about physical training. So we just went through what they have in their course already and picked what we thought would be the most pertinent parts to it without overloading the user with a lot of information. So that's how the information for physical training was taught. And then we were discussing what else could we put on there. And the active duty members that I work with said, you know, anything that they can learn ahead of time before they get there is just going to get them ahead of the game. But let's stick with just basic information, see if that can help them and try that. So that's how we came up with just the basic parts that besides the physical training. We've already gotten feedback from people that have downloaded it that they would like to see more games on the app.
Sure.
And maybe some chain of command information, some things like that. So, the possibilities are endless what you could put on it.
And it sounds to me like you also got feedback as you were developing this app so that you could best serve your customer. Is that how you did it?
Well, yes, we worked very closely with Basic Military Training, and they were great support. You know, they are the ones that worked with the combat camera folks to come up with the script for the videos, because there are videos that show the proper form of how to do push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, and running. And so they took charge of all of that. We got all of the pictures that are on the app from BMT or Basic Military Training and most of the information. So, yes, they were very supportive in the effort.
Do you know how many downloads you've had so far?
So far, we've had a little over 1,500 downloads.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And you able to track how people are responding to it? Are you getting feedback now?
Well, right now, the only feedback that we're getting are from people that are writing reviews on iTunes or, like Ms. Moffitt, that from our public affairs office, you know, they posted an article on the AETC homepage. And so we've gotten a little bit of feedback from that. But how we're also going to get feedback is we're going to survey trainees that are at basic military training to see if they use the app. If they did, do they think it helped them prepare, things like that.
Carol Wall is Air Force Project Manager of the Air Education and Training Command's Future Capabilities Branch of the Future Learning Division. And if our folks, our audience wants to, they want to get a hold of the app, how do they get it?
They can go to iTunes. You have to have an iTunes account, and you just search, and you can put in U.S. Air Force, or you can put in Airman Fundamentals.
And it's free.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your insight.
Thank you, ma'am.